Literature 8, Exercise 2.
A Midsummer Night's Dream.
You look so sad, my love, said Lysander. Hermia's eyes were red from crying, and Lysander held her hands. True love is never easy, he said. People fall in love and problems follow. Problems of family or money or age. Hermia sighed.
I know, she said. It's the same for so many people. So we must be patient and strong.
That's right, Lysander said. And now listen, Hermia. I have an aunt. She's rich, has no children, and loves me like a son. She lives some way from Athens, and there, dearest Hermia, we can marry, because there we will be beyond the reach of Athenian law.
Oh, Lysander! Cried Hermia.
She threw her arms around him. Soon they had a plan. The meeting place was in the forest outside the city walls. Tomorrow night, soon after nightfall.
I will be there, dearest Lysander, said Hermia. I promise with my life.
They left the square and began to walk down the street when they met Helena coming the other way. Helena had been Hermia's friend since they were both young children. These days, because of her hopeless love for Demetrius, Helena always looked unhappy.
How are you, Helena? Said Hermia brightly. You're looking well. Oh, don't say that, Helena said. I never look as good as you, and that's why Demetrius loves you and not me. To him, your eyes are stars and your voice sweeter than a songbird's. I just wish I had your voice, your eyes, your mouth. Can't you teach me how to make him love me?
Hermia sighed.
I give him hard words, and he gives me love. I give him sweet words, and he gives me nothing, cried Helena. I hate him more and more, said Hermia, but he just follows me. I love him more and more, said Helena, and he just hates me.
Listen, Hermia said. We'll tell you our secret. After tomorrow, Demetrius will never see my face again. Lysander and I are leaving Athens.